This is Work and Learn Abroad. Welcome to a new episode of Work and Learn Abroad. Today we got Alan. How are you doing, Alan?
Good, thanks, Leo. How are you?
Good, thank you. So Alan is going to share his experiences as he's been in Germany, Scotland, and the US. So maybe we start by knowing a little bit about you, Alan.
Mm-hmm. Sure. So originally from Ireland. When I went to, kind of grown up, languages were my thing. So growing up as a kid, we spent a lot of time in France as a family. I had an uncle who lived outside Paris. So I grew up learning French, and so French was my favorite subject at school. So then when I went to university, it's funny, I actually wanted to study like Spanish or Italian, one of the more like Latin languages.
Yeah.
And then at the time, I don't know, maybe with parental influence, but it was around the time when the European Union was getting stronger, and the advice was, oh, you should learn German. So I learned German. So studied German, went to Germany for a year around that time as part of my studies. And now also lived in Scotland, and now been living in California for the last about 14 months.
And you mentioned Germany,
yeah.
Right? So why would you like to, besides the European Union getting stronger, and you, what were you, were you looking to be doing in Germany or in Germany
as
experience of life?
Right? I was primarily there, I guess a couple of reasons. Primarily there to learn German, because I was studying German at university. And my German in the first year in college sucked. I was really, really bad at German. I'd never learned it in school, so I was starting from scratch.
Okay.
And although I spoke French, I found the German language so different to French. And I spoke a little bit of Spanish too. So I was like, okay, I got to go spend some time abroad. And most of my peers in college were doing the same. Mm-hmm. So most people would take a year out. A lot of them would go study at a university. But I got the advice, hey, maybe get a job and just immerse yourself in German.
Mm-hmm.
So primarily to learn German, but I also deliberately made some choices so that I would get to know German people and culture. So when I was in Germany, for example, I could have lived in this big apartment building with loads of English and American people, and I would have spoken English all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So I deliberately decided not to go live there and to go and live in a place where I'd be forced to speak German.
Okay. And is this the first experience that you were living abroad and alone?
Yeah, it was actually. Yeah, first, like, yeah, apart from vacations or school trips, it was the first time.
Okay, so sometimes when you start to do that kind of stuff, you get like letters in German, and then you are like half knowing what is going on and half not knowing, right?
Yeah.
So how was that experience for you? And besides you study and then you worked, so at some point did you feel like, oh, actually, am I making the right call? Shall I go back? Do any fears, or that you can share with the people, maybe that some people might be thinking actually, I would like to go and study in Germany.
Yeah, I guess there's the early part. The hardest part was that language barrier, because I didn't speak, my German was very poor. I mean, I could speak a few sentences. And then also I was working. So I was trying to work and speak German at the same time. So it was a little bit of a baptism of fire. So that was kind of interesting. Also, because I decided to not live in a place where people were speaking English. So I knew a family that I stayed with for my first month, but then I was kind of on my own. And so that process of getting to know people and making friends and stuff, That was probably, once I got past that, which probably took about 2 to 3 months maybe, then the rest of the year got much easier, because fairly quickly I made some friends through work. At the time, you know, I think I was 19 maybe, like going out drinking and partying So the usual things where you get, you know, when you're teenage, that age, you just get to know people very quickly.
Yeah, yeah. So, you improve your language as well.
Yeah, right, exactly. You learn all the bad words in the language.
Oh, yeah.
So once I got over that piece, it made it easier. Germany's interesting. I mean, at the time, this is in the 90s. So at the time, particularly the place I was living, they didn't get a lot of people coming to work there from places from like Ireland. So I was a little bit unusual in that sense. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, they didn't quite know what to make of me. So that and it was a small enough city, so in southern Germany. So on reflection, I think if I was to do it again, when I was leaving, I was like, okay, if I was to do this again, I'd probably go to somewhere like Berlin, which I visited many times, and I really loved it. I picked a fairly small place, and yeah, I think for me, on reflection,
you will do a bigger city.
But that's my preference, because I like, I'm a more of a city person anyway.
Okay, but so. That's more related to your preferences, related to more being more in the city. But if you were looking to improve your language, would you do it again the southern side?
So the other thing interesting in that country is they have dialects too.
Oh yeah, the southern dialects.
Yeah, so there they speak Schwäbisch, it's called. So it's in the region of Baden-Württemberg. And so they speak this really strong dialect. So I remember my first job, I was working in a bar. And this guy is like, he was like, ordered a couple of beers and I had no idea what he said. Because it's totally different. I quickly started to learn the dialect. And I actually learned, there's a little rhyme they say, which is, Schaffe, schaffe, whistle, bau, nick, knock, die Mädel, schaue. Which means work, work, build your house, don't be looking at the girls.
So, and why did you decide to go back? Did you go back to Ireland?
Well, I always knew it was only going to be for a year.
Okay.
Because I was taking 1 year out of college to go back and then complete my degree and my studies.
Okay.
So after a year, then
you were sure you were going back to Ireland?
Yeah. And I mean, I guess had circumstances changed, you know, maybe, I don't know, maybe I met somebody or, you know, got a job I really wanted to stay in. I guess it's possible I would have stayed. For me, by the end of the year, I think culturally, that part of Germany anyway, just I was ready to move on.
Okay.
So even if I was to stay in Germany, I probably would have gone somewhere like Berlin or a bigger city. So, yeah.
And once that you were back to Ireland, were you thinking about going abroad again? And for what reasons?
I love experiencing other cultures. So like I said, growing up, I went to France a lot and then traveled a bit in Europe, and, you know, I guess mainly France and Spain, and then more recently to Italy. So I learned Italian about 2010 and I speak better Italian now than I speak German or French. But yes, I always had that kind of desire in me to experience other cultures. I felt like it really gave me a lot of new perspectives. I also like the lifestyle, particularly in continental Europe. People, you know, sitting out eating in cafes or whatever. It's not, Ireland's got a big emphasis on drinking, and I'm not really a big drinker. I used to be when I was young, but at some point that stopped. So I think I was, there's a lot about that I really liked, and the approach to life, like spending time, you know, on having a big meal together with friends and family. And it's just a different attitude to life.
And every single time that you were thinking about going abroad, how do you manage to get connected to someone at the other end and try to figure out, oh, is there a job for me there? Or am I a good fit for the place?
It's funny, in my case, a lot of it sort of happened by chance.
Okay.
So there was a couple of times where I intentionally thought about maybe moving somewhere. So over the years, I've nearly moved to Montreal in Canada, nearly moved to France, to Nice, nearly moved to Italy.
But you stay in Ireland?
I did, yeah. I did travel to some other places. So I did end up in Scotland for a while, and obviously I'm in California now. Mm-hmm. But there's a couple of times where I nearly moved somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
But it was really the desire to travel and live there.
Okay.
But there wasn't really work for the kinds of things I wanted to do.
Okay. So you kind of like, no, not yet.
I was better positioned to work in Ireland
than
I was in France or Italy, for example.
And then you got married, and then did you stop thinking about going abroad?
No. So my wife's from Canada.
Oh, nice. So and she got the experience as well to have been living abroad.
Yeah, well, I met her. She was in Ireland when we met, and she'd also traveled a lot over the years. So she lived in Amsterdam, like in the Netherlands, and traveled to France a lot over the years. So we both had a love of that.
That in common.
Yeah. So it was something that we think we're both interested in. So we talked about maybe we'd do it sometime. And yeah, we always thought it might be France or maybe Italy or something.
And you were mentioning that you are in California now. So when you decided to move to California, did you decide to do, were you having kids already?
Yeah.
And how was that process? Because when kids are involved, you could go like just, we are going away, or you can actually, okay, let's think and get together. So what could you be the best advice also for the people who might be thinking about that?
Sure. I guess I can only speak to my experience, but for us, so when I started my current job, and because my company has headquarters in California, when I joined the company in 2016, we came here for 5 weeks for training anyway.
Okay.
And as part of that, so I was starting a new job, so I think I took like a month off work or 5 weeks, and we spent time in Canada. And then we decided to take a road trip and drive down to California.
Oh, nice.
To start the new job. So we spent 5 or 6 weeks here, then went back to Ireland. And so I think being here got me to, gave me a taste of what it was like in California. And we all really liked it. It felt very, it was close to Canada, like west coast of Canada, relatively speaking, closer than Ireland. And just culturally, we really liked the Bay Area. We really liked the vibe here. There's a lot of diversity. There's a lot going on in this, in the areas I'm interested in. There's a lot of stuff going on. So when we went back to Ireland, kind of circumstantial, the work I got involved in, there was more need for me to come back to California. So the next couple of years, we came back here as a family. The first year we came back for 5 months. And then the next year we came back for another 5 months.
Okay, so that made the change or the transition kind of.
Yeah, we knew they were going to be short term, but then the second time, well, the third time we came, so came for 5 weeks for training, then 5 months lived here as a family, and then 5 months again. And then that third time for 5 months, I got offered a permanent position to transfer here. So we went back for a couple of months back home to pack up and then moved, transferred over here.
What could be the advice for someone who is taking their family with them into another country, especially because school, kids, health system. Maybe, well, you were not that involved in Germany because you were alone, and then you knew that you were in a transition period.
Yeah.
The European Union also shared a lot of the same kind of beliefs.
Sure, yeah.
So what could be your advice for someone who is to the other end of the pond and coming to the...
With kids.
Yes, and family,
I guess it's a very personal decision. I mean, for us, it felt like it was the right thing to do, and we talked to our kids about it. And to be honest, when we told them, they weren't that happy with the idea. Now, my kids are pretty young still. And once they got here, they settled in very quickly, and they're actually pretty happy here now after about a year. For us, so our situation is different in that we homeschool our kids. So our kids don't go to school here.
Okay.
We were homeschooling in Ireland before. We've been doing it since they were small. So I know I've spoken to other folks who've moved here with kids. And so I guess the main concern is finding an area that has good schooling. That seems to be the main thing that people talk about. So knowing where those areas are. And it's pretty easy to find that information out. But if you find an area that has a good school, then rent or like buying a house tends to be more expensive. So those two seem to go hand in hand. So that's one aspect. I guess the other aspect, I mean, things like health and stuff. I mean, we're fortunate. I mean, our kids have always been healthy. Healthcare is a bit of a minefield, as you know. So that's, I'm still figuring that out. But I think overall, I don't know if I can give advice, but I think for us, the things that were important were to really think about what did we want from it, the experience as a family. And partly it was opportunity career-wise, but also being closer to it. We had family up in Canada, so that helped. But even in the absence of that, I think for our kids, just to be exposed to a different culture, a different way of life, that's really positive. And we've got to travel a lot already, like even in California. They'd see things that they never would have got to see if we lived in Europe. So,
what about you got experience, you've been to many countries, I have worked in many countries. So you like other cultures as well. So if someone is trying to go for interviews, you know that sometimes when you are in Ireland, recruiter just reach up to you, and people from every in the other country reach up to you, and you get interviews by phone. If someone is going to do an interview, what could be an advice to do interview for Ireland or Germany or the US, that those or Scotland even? have you found a difference between those places?
That's also a good question. I don't know if I can give a meaningful answer other than to say I'm a big believer in understanding the context. So this is just from my experience of interviewing over the years, but really knowing what's important to the folks that you're going to be interviewing mm-hmm. with. I think for me, when I was fortunate that when I came here, wasn't really an interview for the job. It was more like mm-hmm. a transfer. But
you interview now people.
Yeah, actually I haven't lately. I was doing it a lot in Ireland. I haven't done it. Yeah, I've done it here maybe once.
And for lads that are looking to go to Ireland, maybe you get advice that you think that maybe do different. Red flags.
I guess as a general principle, just that thing of really getting clear on what it is the person is looking for, being really clear on what their role is about, what they think success would look like and what's necessary for that. But this is general advice, right? Mm-hmm. So it's and the advice that I received, and then tailoring whatever experience you have to kind of those specific things. I suppose the only thing that comes into play when you're thinking of interviewing abroad is doing some research on the culture of that place. So like in Ireland, for example, but every company is different too, right? Mm-hmm. So
yeah.
Ireland in general, I'd say, is more informal, generally.
Yeah.
But then you go for an interview in an accountancy firm, I don't know.
Yeah, yeah.
So
they might be expecting you to wear suits.
Yeah, right, exactly, yeah. Right. And maybe their approach to things will be different. Even in the US, I mean, California is one thing. If you're an interview on the East Coast for a different type of job, mm-hmm. it could be different too.
Yeah.
So, So I think if anything, I would do a little bit of research on what's the culture of the place, like mm-hmm. what sort of values do they hold there, and just have that in the back of my mind, but then hold it lightly.
Yeah.
Because that person you're speaking to, and also the person you speak to, maybe they're not from there mm-hmm. either, right? Mm-hmm. California is a great example. I mean, neither of us are from California, yeah. right? So there's so many people here who've come from somewhere else.
Yeah.
That's
good. Sort of. And if you go back in time, mm-hmm. and you were mentioning about Germany and maybe not a southern city, Berlin, mm-hmm. it was a bigger city for you. And if you go back in time, let's see, 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
What advice could you provide to Alan? And you meet Alan on the street.
Follow what you're interested in. Like, whatever that intuition or hunch you have about something, really explore it. Because I feel like for the longest time, I've had this desire to live abroad. And I've done it a couple times now, mm-hmm. like Germany, but also live in Scotland and now here. And to be clear, we didn't move to California just to live in California. It was specifically because the job was right, and
mm-hmm.
so there's some things that made it work.
Yeah.
And then even from a career perspective, and this is not really related to travel, I guess, but as I look back, I think what really strikes me is anytime I've tuned into my intuition, my gut feeling about something, uh-huh. and really explored that and honored that and given that space, the right things seem to unfold from there.
Mm-hmm.
So, just to trust in that, I would say, and try things. Don't be afraid to try things. And it might not work out the way you expected. You might blow up spectacularly. I got a job in Germany. This will give you a laugh. I got a job in Germany as a waiter, and my German was very poor, and I was not a very experienced waiter. And I spilled a tray of drinks on one table one time. After a week, I was relegated to the kitchen washing dishes. But I had a lot of fun, you know, and I met like, I was working with this chef who was crazy.
Did you understand what they were saying? Like, they just came to you and then...
Oh, they did, yeah.
They
made it pretty clear. And I understood enough to know. And it was... I was serving dinner at this restaurant. Again, never really done a waiter job before. And then I'm trying to speak German too. And they'd ordered like soup and a main course.
Oh, come on.
And I gave them their main course. And then they called me over and they spoke to me in English. And they said, do you speak English? And I said, yes. And they said, in your country, do you eat soup first or do you eat like the main course first? And I said, soup. And they're like, yeah, in Germany, it's the same. Can we have our soup, please? I made a few spectacular mistakes, but...
But it's so brilliant. I remember many times in Japan that it's completely out of the way language to Spanish. And then people just talking to you and you are like, what is going on?
Right, yeah.
And then at some point you are, well, maybe this is the way that it's been done here. Like,
yeah.
Let me see. Let me get those words. And you find people who are nice enough to actually come and do an effort and talk to, in your language and say, oh, actually this goes this way here.
Right, yeah.
And you're like,
Yeah.
But it's part of growing. Yes.
It is, but I think, you know, just throwing yourself into those situations, it's you learn from it, you know, and if nothing else, you got good stories to tell later on. But yeah, we just say, like, if looking back, my advice to myself would be, don't be afraid to try things. You know, just take a risk, like try something out, and yeah.
Great. That's awesome. So any last advice or that would be the...
I don't know any last advice. You know, I'm a big believer in travel. And I guess the other thing I'd say is my experience overall is that wherever you go, you're always dealing with people.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, cultures are different, people are different. But in general, so I love the way I traveled to India one time and I went to see the Dalai Lama teach. And one of the things I love that he always says is that wherever you go, everybody wants to be happy.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody wants to be free of like suffering or problems or whatever. And that kind of unites everyone. So at some fundamental level, if you can connect on that level, wherever you go, for me, that's been really helpful too.
Mm-hmm.
Because no matter where you are, ultimately you're just dealing with other human beings. So.
Yes, indeed. Yeah. Definitely. Thank you, Alan.
Thank you. Cheers, Leo.
And thank you. Please follow us at workandlearnabroad.com and you can email me to leonardo.martin@pm.me. Thank you, Alan.
Thanks, Leo.
This is Work and Learn Abroad.